keep your head bowed. That's it. I want you to just kneel and keep your head down to show your submission to me. Dressed up like a little girl in a tight white panty girdle, firm control, with long legs and garters inside those legs, holding up a pair of sexy nylons. That's right. You're wearing a fucking girdle in front of your wife. Not to mention those sexy high heels. And a bra. Look at you, wearing a woman's brassiere, all tight and white and so humiliating. Don't you feel so fucking ashamed? And I have you all nicely made up with hot red lipstick, blush, mascara, and eyeliner, topped off with a blonde wig. You're a fucking little bimbo. And you're keeping your head bowed, showing me just how submissive and ashamed you feel. So fucking hot. I love it. You argued a bit when I made you shave your body until it was completely hairless, even the crotch. And then you objected a bit to putting on ladies' underwear, but a few slaps across the face set you straight. You even cried a bit, but you obeyed all my orders. It's obvious you're afraid of me, and you're submissive, not a real man at all. I shoved a black butt plug up your little ass, and you barely resisted. In fact, you moaned, and your little dick got hard as I slid it up your butt. And now, that panty girdle is holding that butt plug in really tight. I bet that hurts a bit, but obviously you like it. It's like you have a fucking cock up your ass while you're wearing a white bra and panty girdle, and you love it. And even now, I can see a pathetic little hard-on under the crotch of that tight girdle. You love wearing women's underwear. And shame and pain and submission obviously turns you on. Of course, you don't have any choice with your hands cuffed in front of you and that tight leather dog collar and leash around your neck. Cuffed and collared and cross-dressed on your knees, I fucking love this. And once I got you all cuffed and collared and cross-dressed and leashed, I made that collar so fucking tight, you almost passed out, didn't I? And then I slapped your face a few more times to show you who's boss, didn't I? But things got a lot worse when I showed you my new riding crop and whipped your little butt and balls until you were screaming in pain. I spanked and beat any idea of resistance out of you. You are now terrified and completely fucking broken. Now, let me tell you why I'm doing all of this. The first reason is how small your cock is. It's fucking pathetic, and it's never satisfied me. The second reason is that I found your secret porn stash of pictures of women from catalogs and magazines in white underwear. Plus, you had some pictures of men in there with white underwear as well. I knew right away you were jerking off to that stuff, basically cheating on me behind my back. So I figured I'd see how you liked being dressed like those women in catalogs. And obviously, you do like it. So, small dick, jerking off to women in white bras and girdles behind my back, and pictures of men in their white underwear, too. This is how I get my revenge on you for being such a useless fuck of a husband and for cheating on me by jerking off behind my back. And there's a third reason, too. I might as well come right out and say it. I've been cheating on you. Don't look at me. You keep your head bowed and look down at what you're wearing. That's it. For a second there, I thought you were going to grow a pair and object to what I'm doing to you. But of course, that's not going to happen. So yes, honey, I've been cheating on you. I've been fucking other men behind your back, and there's nothing you can do about it. I can see by how you kept your head down that you will accept anything I do, right? Of course I'm right. So, I was feeling a bit guilty about fucking around with men behind your back. But what I've done to you is making me feel a lot less guilty. You actually seem to like being my little feminized slave. And even the fact that you now know that I've fucked other men doesn't seem to bother you that much at all. Maybe you like the idea of me fucking other men. From that little bulge in your panty girdle, I would have to say I'm right. You do. You like me fucking other men. So, there's no need for me to feel guilty. But I have some more ideas about how to deal with you. So, turn around and face away from me, but keep your slutty little head down. That's it. Good girl. Okay, you can look up now. See that? That's a wonderful black cock mounted right in front of your face. So realistic. It even has big black balls. And it's fucking huge, honey. So much bigger than your pathetic little cock. Even though I can see your little dick is still hard inside that tight white girdle. Take a good look at that cock. Do you like it? I bet you do. Your little jerk-off stash had pictures of men, too. They were in their underwear, but I know you jerked off to them. So, let's find out how far I can take this. Give the tip of that cock a nice kiss. Come on. That's it. Look at you kissing a hard black cock. Isn't that embarrassing? Kissing a cock in front of your wife? But you're staying hard in that girdle. You have a fucking hard-on in your white women's panties as you kiss a black cock. Holy fuck. You like that cock. Take it in your mouth and start sucking it. Good girl, that's it. Look at you sucking a cock and trying to rub your little hard dick through the crotch of that white panty girdle. Take your hands off that little cock. No touching. But it's obvious you're hard as a rock while sucking a cock. You like sucking a big black cock. You're a fucking little cocksucker. Now look up as I turn on those monitors just above that cock. Oh, you look shocked. You weren't expecting to see screens of hot, masculine black men jerking their hard cocks, were you? Keep sucking that cock. And don't take your eyes off all those hot black studs and their massive fucking cocks. See that, honey? All those men are black and young and muscular. Real men, honey. Not little sissies with small cocks held in a panty girdle. Those men are so much fucking better than you. Real men. Fucking superior men. And those handsome, muscular black men are jerking off and shooting hot loads of slimy white cum. So fucking hot. Suck that cock. Lick and kiss those nice brown balls, too. Wow, look at you. Licking and kissing those black balls. And still looking at all those hot men. They all have huge, rock-hard cocks. And they are all jerking off for the camera, shooting load after load of hot fucking cum. And your pathetic tiny white cock is still hard inside that white panty girdle. Now, you slide that cock back into your mouth and start sucking it while you look at all those men. Do it. Keep your head going up and down on it, sucking it like a real man's cock. While you look at all those handsome, hot black men. Fuck, look at you. Sucking a huge black realistic cock while staring at hot black studs, shooting wad after wad of slimy, gooey, hot fucking cum. You can't take your eyes off them. And don't you dare take that cock out of your mouth. Let me check your little cock. Fuck, you're harder than ever. A little lump in your fucking tight white girdle. Just what I expected. I figured you would like sucking cock, and I was right. Keep sucking that cock and staring at all those men. Good girl. But don't you fucking dare touch your little cock through that girdle. I'm going to let you touch it, but not yet. Let me enjoy the sight of you, so submissive and degraded and ashamed. On your fucking knees in a white bra and tight white woman's fucking panty girdle. Wearing a fucking girdle and a goddamn brassiere. Holy fuck. And sucking a huge fucking hot black cock. And staring at muscular black studs on the screen. Getting your fucking little cock hard for the superior black cocks of so much better men. Getting your inferior white cock hard. Hard to the sight of masculine black men, coming and spurting, hot, slimy, wet, white wads of stringy, slippery, disgusting sperm and cum right in front of your fucking little red embarrassed face. Now, you can pull your hard little cock through the crotch of the opening in that panty girdle. Do it. That's it. Holy fuck. It's the hardest I've ever fucking seen it. Pathetically small and inadequate, but totally fucking hard. No, don't you dare touch that cock. Just let it stick out there while you keep sucking that huge fucking black cock. And keep staring at all those fucking hot black men shooting wads of cum. What a fucking little cocksucker. Big black cock in your mouth, on your knees. And your fucking little white dick is all hard. I bet you could come just looking at those hot black men with their fucking hard cocks. Wouldn't that be humiliating? Coming while sucking a huge black cock? Coming while looking at hot, muscular black men's cocks and huge fucking white slimy cum loads? If you come sucking a cock while dressed in women's underwear, and staring at real men's cocks? No need for me to ever feel guilty again. I fucking love it. I'm going to have so much fun. So, I'm going to let you come, but you can't do it jerking off. Here, take my vibrator and hold it against your worthless little white cock. That's it. Turn it on. Feels good, doesn't it? You can come, but you have to do it like a girl with a vibrator. No stroking it or jerking off. Jerking off is only for real men, not for you. And you have to do everything I say, and I do mean everything if you want to come. But don't you fucking dare come yet. If you come before I say you can, I'll whip your little balls until you pass out with the pain. Keep sucking that cock and staring at all those well-hung black men. I'm going to let you come, but there are conditions. Keep sucking and looking at those hot black studs, and that means you promise to do anything I say. Such a good little girl. Look at you, sucking that black cock so obediently. You can only come while you're all feminized and dressed in that white long-legged panty girdle with garters and nylons and that sturdy white bra. So controlling. But you want to be controlled, right? And you'll come with that tight dog collar around your neck and your hands cuffed in front of you. Next, you will be sucking that cock and staring at the black men to make you come. If you keep sucking that cock, then you agree. And of course you agree. That vibrator feels good, doesn't it? But don't come yet. You have to hear and agree to everything I say before you can come. When you come, You have to come in your hand. Catch every drop of your cum. And then you have to wipe all your filthy little wad of cum all over that black cock. And then take it in your mouth and suck it all clean. That's right. You'll be sucking your own cum off that hard black cock. You'll come, sucking a cock and looking at hard black cocks. And then you'll suck and swallow your own cum off that hard black cock. Keep sucking, and of course you agree. Yummy cummy, so hot and wet and slimy, so disgusting, but you'll do it. So you'll come in your hand with a hard black cock in your mouth, on your knees in a white bra and tight panty girdle, and then you'll wipe your disgusting little load on the head of that black cock and suck it all clean. So fucking humiliating. So fucking humiliating. I'm gonna laugh my fucking head off when I see you do that. But there's more. Let me hold this in front of your eyes. See this? Know what it is? It's called a cock cage, honey. And it's exactly what it says it is. It's a cold, hard steel cage for your little cock. It even matches those handcuffs. Look at it, but keep that cock in your mouth. It has a ring that goes around your balls, and this cage goes over your little cock, and this little padlock holds it all together. The cage will fit your cock so tight that even trying to get a hard-on will hurt. Plus, the cage has little spikes to make any expansion of your cock really painful. You can come, but you have to promise to lock your little cock up after you come. And I'll be keeping the key. I'm taking charge of your sex life starting right fucking now. If you keep sucking that cock and get your eyes back on all those hot, handsome black men and their massive cocks, that's you promising to lock yourself up as soon as you come. And you keep sucking. That means you've already promised. So no backing out now. You come, you eat up all your cum, and then you have to lock your little cock up in this cage. Agree? Of course you agree. After that, you can never come again until I unlock you. And I may never agree to that. But you just keep sucking that massive black cock and staring at all those black hard cocks spurting hot, wet, slimy white loads of disgusting cum. Holy fuck, what a little cocksucker. So obviously you agree to locking your cock up in chastity for me. Right after you come and eat and suck all your filthy cum off that black cock you are sucking so eagerly. Even now that you know that the cage will prevent you from ever getting hard or coming again. So, we have a deal. You come, you eat it, and you lock yourself up. And you just keep sucking. Such a good girl. Now, let me tell you more while I have you so obediently sucking that cock, holding that vibrator on your tiny little white dick, and staring at all those superior and so much better men. You can see that all the men are black. And that cock you're sucking is black too. That's all for a reason. I already told you about the reasons for why I'm doing this to you. Your small cock. Your fucking jerk-off stash of women and even men in white underwear. And you know now that I've been fucking around on you behind your back. Cheating on you with real men. Men who can satisfy me. So the reason for the black cock and the black men is how much better black men are at satisfying me than you are. Oh, you look confused. Keep your fucking eyes on those men and keep sucking that cock. Black men really are better, honey. I was so pissed off at you for jerking off to your little stash and so frustrated from what a shitty little cocked husband you are that I decided to go and get fucked by a real man. And the first real man that I fucked happened to be black. Once I tried a black man's cock, there was no going back. You heard me right. I fucked a black man, and I cheated on you. And I did feel a bit guilty, ashamed of myself even. But now that I have you sucking a black cock so submissively, I can see there's no need for me to feel guilty. And given how ashamed you have to be, no need for me to feel any shame at all. And look at you, your eyes so wide, your mouth so full of black cock, and it looks like you're starting to cry. I can see a tear on your cheek. You're crying and sobbing a bit again from jealousy and my betrayal, but you're still hard. It doesn't seem to matter that the man I fucked behind your back was black. You're still looking at all those hot black men, and you're still eagerly sucking on that cock. And your little white dick is throbbing and dripping pre-cum as you hold that vibrator against it. Fuck. Knowing I fucked another man excites you. What a fucking little cuckold pig. I knew you had some kind of thing for men, too. When I saw those pictures of men in their white underwear in your fucking little secret porn stash. No, don't stop sucking that cock. And keep staring at those hot black men and their huge fucking cocks. That's it. You like men. You're a sissy, a cocksucker, a fucking little fag. So, you're feeling upset that I fucked a black man? Too fucking bad. And you're feeling jealous? Betrayed by your wife? That's just too bad as well. But I noticed that you don't stop sucking. And keep your eyes on all those hot black men and their spurting white cum loads. See those cocks? That's the kind of cock I had fuck me. Think about it, honey. A big, hard cock like the one you're sucking and like the ones on the screen, sliding in and out of your wife's hot, wet fucking cunt, fucking your wife. I fucked a black guy. I took his cock in my pussy, and I loved it. And see those hot, wet loads of black men's cum? I had a fucking huge wad of that up my cunt. That's right, honey. Your wife's cunt. Full of another man's cum. A black man's cum. So fucking hot and wet. I didn't use a fucking condom. I took the full load in my cunt. Think about it. Your wife's cunt, the pussy you love so much, full of another man's cum. A black man's huge fucking slimy wet wad up my pussy. Keep sucking that cock and looking at those men. That's it. You love sucking cock, and knowing I cheated on you with a hot black man is making you fucking even hotter. Shame and humiliation, along with disgust and jealousy at my cheating on you, is just making you harder than ever. So keep sucking that black cock. Want to know who I fucked? Well, honey, I actually think you know who I fucked. You've seen him flirt with me, and you've complained to me about how I seem to encourage him and let him touch me just a bit too intimately. Even at parties in front of other people. Oh, you look scared. Well, you guessed right. It was your boss. I fucked your hot fucking black boss. You hate your boss. You've always obviously been jealous of him. And he's been pretty mean to you. In fact, he's been dominant to you. Kind of a bully. But you've always just taken it. And only complained about him behind his back. You've even made really offensive racist remarks about him, too. Pretty ironic that you said racist things. And now you have a hard cock while sucking on a black cock and staring at the hot cum loads of superior black men. I hated it when you said those things, and I made it clear to you that I wouldn't tolerate it. But you kept saying racist things about black men, your boss in particular. You even mentioned that they have huge cocks and high sex drives. I thought you resented them, but now I know you love them. Your racist comments got me thinking. You have a small dick and not much of a sex drive. I have needs that you just weren't meeting. Plus, you were acting all racist and saying such awful things. Your boss is sexy and hot, and you've never made me happy in bed. So I thought I'd fuck him to make up for it. I wanted to see if sex with him would be better. And it was so much better than fucking you ever was. And now you know, I fucked him, and I fucking loved every minute of it. But I felt quite guilty, even though I shouldn't have. Especially since I've been fucking your boss as often as I can since. And I fucked a few other black men since, too. So it's not just your fucking boss. So I came up with this plan to feminize you and make you into my little slave. I thought if I could get you to love sucking black cock, I could fuck all the black men I want without any guilt. And I told your boss about it. He knows what I'm doing to you. Your boss even suggested the cock cage. I've never even heard of a cock cage, but your boss helped me pick one out and buy it. Your boss loved the idea of you in painful, degrading chastity while he gets to fuck your wife. He's so dominant and such a real man. I just loved his cock and the way he made me feel. He just took me and fucked the shit out of me. And guess what? I didn't use a condom with him. Or with the other men. That's right. All those times you've eaten my cunt and I refused you any actual sex, making you jerk off if you didn't just ejaculate on your own, you were eating your boss's cum out of my cunt. Or the hot cum of another black guy. But no more guilt for me. Just all the black cock I want. And you won't say a fucking word. So my plan is working out perfectly. And you just keep sucking that cock and keep your fucking eyes on those hot black men and their spurting cum wads and massive hard cocks. In fact, one time, it was two black guys. I had a little threesome and brought it all home to you. Your wife's cunt with the hot, slippery cum of two black men leaking out of it. And I came home and pulled your face right into the mess. First, I had you lick my panties. Then, I made you slurp and lick all the cum of the black men out of my brimming, cheating, hot cunt. And you loved doing it. You loved my slimy, wet, dripping, hot cunt. You raved about the taste and the smell and how wet it was. I never told you, but it's obvious you had to know that I had fucked other men. So you jerked off on me behind my back. You have a fucking pathetic little cock. You ate your boss's cum out of me and the cum of other black men, and you loved the taste and smell. You loved eating the cum of better men out of your faithless wife's cunt. And I don't want to feel guilty about fucking your boss or any other black man I want. I don't know why I felt guilty or had any shame at all. But I wanted to get even for your small dick and your sneaking around with catalog porn on me. So I felt I was within my rights. And of course, I wanted to be able to fuck hot black men without feeling dirty or ashamed of it. So I wanted to prove that you would submit to all of this and prove yourself to be a little fucking cocksucker for black men. And obviously that's true. Now I know I can not only fuck black men, I can rub your nose in it, and I can even do more than that, obviously. And I expect I will never hear a racist comment from you again, right? I can have you sucking off real men, hot black men, and swallowing all their cum. Keep sucking that hard black cock, and don't look away from all those handsome, muscular black men coming. That proves you agree to all of this. So keep kneeling there in your white women's underwear. Keep sucking that cock, and keep looking at those men. Good fucking little girl. Now, I'm going to let you come when I'm ready. But when you come, you are agreeing to all my conditions. And you are accepting the new lifestyle we're going to have together. You will always be dressed like that. Tight fucking white panty girdle. Wearing girdles all the time. So humiliating. So controlling. And bras. You will always be wearing a white brassiere. With nylons and high heels. All made up. And with a blonde bimbo wig. With your skinny little body all shaved and hairless and feminine. You'll be growing your hair out. So eventually we'll get rid of the wig. Prancing around the house in your heels and bra and panty girdle. And doing all the housework. At my beck and call, like a fucking little maid. Looking like those ladies in catalogs in your little jerk-off stash. Keep sucking that cock to prove you accept all of this. And of course you do. You'll be locked up in that cock cage and denied. You may never come again, unless I let you unlock yourself. And that may never happen again. You'll try to get hard, but that cage will hurt, and you won't be able to. And you keep looking at those men, and your little cock is staying hard. You'll be denied and chastised, but I'll be getting all the sex I want. It just won't be with you. I'll be enjoying an endless parade of big cocked and handsome young studs. Hot black men to fuck me and fill my cunt with their monster cum loads. Real men fucking your wife. And you, cross-dressed, feminized, chastised, and fucking denied. No more pussy for you. Never again. No more cunt. Never. Not mine, and not any other women's either. Suck that cock. And keep looking at those men. Sucking that cock and seeing all those superior black men shooting huge wads of cum will make you cum. And when you cum, you're sealing our deal. Accepting everything I say. No more pussy for you. But it's not all bad. You'll still be having sex. It just won't be with women. You'll be having all the sex I want you to have, but only with men. And nearly always only with black men, since you seem to love them so fucking much. You'll have sex, but you won't be coming. No way. I'll be coming with other men. Other men will be coming with your wife, but you won't be coming. And other men will be coming with you. You don't get to come, but you get to make other men come. Better men, superior men, real men. Your sex life will be sucking the throbbing cocks of superior black men and swallowing all their cum while your little white cock is all locked up and denied. No pleasure for you. Accept the pleasure of pleasing men. And that should be enough for you, right? You made racist comments, so you need to admit how much better those black men are than you. And what better way to admit to a man that is better than you than to suck his cock and make him come in your mouth? Submitting to men to prove how sorry you are for being racist and for being such a useless little fuck of a husband. So when you come today, you'll catch it in your hand and wipe it all over that black cock, and then you'll suck it all off and swallow it. and sucking that cock and looking at all those so much better black men shooting their huge fucking cum loads will make you cum. Making you cum so you can suck cum off a huge black cock. And that will prove that you are ready for the real thing. If you can cum sucking a black cock and seeing hot black men coming makes you cum, and then you sucking your cum off that black cock you had in your mouth when you dribbled out your pathetic little load, that will prove that you will submit to the real thing. And I can tell you will love submitting. So we have a deal. You'll lock yourself up in that cage, and then you'll be sucking the cocks of as many hot black studs as I can get for you. And I will fuck all the men I want and never feel guilty for even one second. This is going to work out perfectly. Keep sucking that cock and don't stop looking at those men. Training your cock to get hard from sucking a cock. Learning to get your worthless little white cock hard from looking at the superior huge cocks of black men. Black men who are so much better than you. I'll fuck all the black men I want. And if you're lucky and beg, I may let you suck all their cum out of my cunt. I was thinking I might make you watch them fuck me too, just to humiliate you and make you so fucking jealous. But now that I see how much you love sucking black cock and staring at hot black men coming, I think you may actually like that too much. So don't stop sucking that huge black cock. And don't take your fucking cock-sucking eyes off all those men and their massive cum loads. But I can see from the look in your eyes that you do want to see black men fucking your wife. So I may make you watch them fuck me, or I may not. It's up to me. I may even make you beg me to let you watch. Or I may not even let you suck their cum out of me after. I may just limit your sex life to men only. I may just limit your sex life to men only. And not even allow you to suck my filthy, defiled, well-fucked cunt clean of their cum. I might refuse you any sexual contact with me at all. But maybe, if you beg, I'll let you suck a load out of my slimy, wet, cheating cunt. Or better yet, I'll let you watch me get fucked, and then you can do your little cleanup chores. We'll just have to see. I mean, I said no more pussy for you, didn't I? Keep sucking that cock, and I can see how excited you are looking at those hot fucking men and their gigantic cum loads right in front of you. No more pussy. But sucking a man's sperm out of my cunt isn't really pussy, is it? No, it's more like cocksucking. So maybe I'll let you suck my cunt clean after I cheat on you with another man. I may let you watch, or I may not. It will be completely up to me. Or maybe I'll make you wait on me and my date. Think about being a maid to me and my lover. Serving me and my real man. I could even make you my fluffer. Know what a fluffer is? It's the ugly girl on the porn set who sucks the male porn star's cock to get it really hard for the female porn star, so he's ready to fuck her for the camera. Wouldn't you like to suck my dates hard to get them ready to fuck me? I bet you would. Think about it. A real hot black stud coming into our home to fuck your wife? Into our fucking bedroom? You have to kneel before him and grovel and beg and show him just how submissive you are. Crawling before a real man in your bra and panty girdle, all feminized and humiliated. Letting him see you in women's underwear. A real masculine man laughing at you in your tight white panty girdle and bra. As he takes off his clothes and lets you see his massive cock and balls. Showing him your black butt plug and your cock cage. Good thing my lovers will be straight, or a black butt plug might really give them ideas. Proving to him how fucking worthless you really are. So degrading and humiliating. Aren't you just totally fucking ashamed? My men will laugh at you and taunt you and tease you and totally dominate and fucking humiliate you. You'll have to beg them to fuck me. And you'll beg them to be granted the privilege of sucking their cocks. If we let you, you'll guide their cocks into my cunt to fuck me. Then you'll obediently watch them fuck me. And then you'll suck all of their cum out of my pussy while they laugh at you, and I'll laugh at you too. You'll even suck and lick their cocks and balls clean of all the sweat and sperm and cunt juice after a hot fuck with your wife. And of course, you'll be getting my sloppy seconds, but face first. You'll stick your tongue deep into my cunt, sucking and licking out all their hot loads of cum, hot and fresh, right from your wife's sloppy, slimy, wet, dripping, disgusting, cheating, faithless cunt. Your wife's cunt, full of another man's cum. I may even punish you in front of them, or hand them my riding crop and let them punish you and beat you while I laugh and get totally wet. So they can fuck me while you cry and sob in pain. I may get them to slap you or make you lick and kiss their balls and even their dirty, sweaty asses. And look at you. All of this, and you have just kept sucking that cock and staring at all those hot black men on the screen. And your little pathetic inferior white cock is rock hard and dripping pre-cum all over that vibrator. You're going to come and seal our deal. My plan is working perfectly, so it won't be long now. But you don't come until I tell you to. Think about everything I've just told you. You'll be cross-dressed and feminized, wearing a bra and panty girdle in front of real men. You'll suck that cock and use that vibrator to make yourself come while staring at black men and loving the sight of their hard fucking cocks shooting wad after wad of steamy, white, hot fucking man goo. You'll suck the cum off that cock and swallow it, and then lock yourself up in a cage. You'll accept your wife fucking as many men as I want. Your wife fucking black men, and you'll accept it. You'll beg to suck their cocks and fluff them hard for me. You'll beg to suck their cum out of my faithless, slimy, dripping, wet cunt. You'll suck their cocks until they come in your mouth. Sucking off real, hot, black men and swallowing all their cum. That will be your special treat and your only sex life most of the time. And you know what? I'll find some gay black guys to really use you and fuck you. You'll suck their cocks and swallow their cum. Sucking the cocks of strong, masculine, gay black men. You'll lick their balls and asses. You'll take their loads in your mouth and swallow it all. You'll even let them fuck you up your tight little ass if they want. That's right. Fucked up your ass by huge black cock. And you'll gladly take it. You have agreed to all of this. You know the terms of our deal, and you accept all of them. All we need to do now is have you sign the deal with your cum. So I'm going to let you come, but not just yet. You're going to hold off until your balls are throbbing in pain, until you can't stand it anymore, until you realize that you are about to come, and you will come knowing that it will be for the last time ever. You will come. You will eat it to prove how much you want the real thing. And then you'll be locked up and denied forever. And that is making you want to come. It proves you agree to it all. Holy fuck. What a fucking little submissive cocksucker you really are. I fucking love this. No guilt for me. Just all the sex and fun I want with as many hot black men as I can find. Masculine black lovers to fuck me and love me and show you just how pathetic you really are. Take that cock as deep in your mouth as you can. Now move your head up and down on it. Suck it. In and out of your slutty mouth. Suck it like a porn star. Suck cock like a little blonde bimbo slut kneeling before a handsome superior black man. Lick and kiss the balls once in a while, but focus on giving that cock the best blowjob you can. And keep looking at those men. See their huge fucking cocks and picture yourself on your knees in front of them, begging them for their cocks, promising to suck them off and swallow all their cum, groveling and submitting to real men while you're dressed like a little girl in a brassiere and panty girdle, submitting to hot, real black men, crawling and groveling like a slut before powerful, muscular black men. Keep sucking. Stare at those men. You're going to come for black cocks. You're getting hard looking at black cocks. Dripping and throbbing on a vibrator like a horny little girl. While you stare at the hot black studs, jerking off and shooting huge fucking wads of cum. And you will come to that. Coming to the superior cocks of much better black men. Proving you're a cocksucker and you agree to it all. Coming to cocks. Black cocks. Seeing huge fucking slimy wads of hot, stinky fucking real man cum. Loving the sight of spurt after spurt of fucking disgusting black men's slimy wet cum. Yummy fucking cummy. So good and tasty. You want that cum. You'll come for it. Coming to cocks. Training your little white cock to throb and spurt for black cocks. Getting hard from looking at cocks. Coming from seeing real men come. Coming for black men's cocks and spurting cum wads. Steaming fucking ropes and wads of filthy fucking cum from hot, superior black men. Throbbing, dripping, super hard black cocks. Hanging, hairy, sweaty balls. Think about how good it will smell to get close to a real man's hard black cock. And you are sucking that cock deeper than ever. And you're squirming with humiliation and excitement and lust. Lust for black men. How much do you want to smell a black man's ball musk? To catch the scent of his masculine ass? And then the taste. The salty, sweet, slimy taste of pre-cum as a hard black cock slides into your mouth. And the feeling of a real black man using you and dominating you, holding your head as he thrusts his huge black cock in and out of your mouth. And then the feeling of the spurting, throbbing black cock coming in your slutty mouth. And the taste and slimy, disgusting texture of spurt after spurt of cum in your mouth. Hot fucking slimy wads of cum. Black men's cum. Salty and musky and sweet and mixed with the taste of your slutty red lipstick. Spurt after spurt of hot, slimy cum. Just like those huge loads on the screen, but in your mouth. Choking on a black man's hot cum load. Swallowing the hot, slimy, salty wads of a black man's cum as fast as you can, as he holds your head and thrusts his cock as deep as he can into your mouth and throat. Using you like a fucking whore. A little cocksucker for a black man's perverted desires. That's you, a fucking cocksucker, and you love it. You want to submit to black men. Admit it. You can't wait to grovel before mean, dominant black men, begging them for mercy as they punish you, pleading with dominant, masculine black men to not be too rough with you, begging to suck off black cocks, begging to be allowed to swallow the cum of superior black men. Look at those cocks. See those huge fucking cum loads? Coming to cocks and cum. Coming to black men's superior cocks and black men's monster cum loads. So much more than you could ever dribble out. Hot, slimy, wet, white cum. Black men's cum. Throbbing black cocks. Sticky, dripping wads of sperm. Muscular, superior black men with you on your knees before them. Huge, hanging, hairy balls. Black balls you want to lick and kiss and worship. Spurt after spurt of hot, slimy cum. Cum you want to lick up and swallow. Real men's cum. Black men. Superior, better men. Coming in your face, right in front of you as you suck on their hard black cock. Cum you want to suck and swallow and beg for more. Suck that cock. Stare at those men. Submit to your desire to suck black men's cocks and swallow load after load of the cum of real black men. Coming to black cocks. Dribbling out your last little pathetic load to the sight of black men coming. Such a submissive little cocksucker. Look at those men and think about how much you want to suck them all off while they laugh at you and degrade you and humiliate you. Dressed in your women's underwear and white bra and controlling panty girdle, groveling before mean, dominant black men, terrified of what they'll do to you, but hoping they will anyway. No limits for you. Those black men can do anything to you that their vicious, perverted imaginations can come up with, making you do things you don't want to do, but making you love doing them anyway. Begging for those black cocks, pleading for all that cum in your slutty fucking mouth, letting yourself get off on the cocks of hot, muscular black men, coming to black cocks, sealing our deal. Sucking cock and coming to the sight of real, hot black men. Promising to eat all your cum and swallow it. Promising to lock yourself up in that steel cock cage. Confirming you want me to keep you locked up in that cage forever. And begging me to do it. You want me to chastise you. To lock you up forever as my little slave. A sex slave to your hot, cheating wife. And a bimbo blonde sex slave to black men. Crawling before mean black men, terrified at how they may use and punish and degrade you. Giving up everything just for one last cum from sucking black cock and looking at black men. Admitting and confessing to me that you love black men. Confess to me, you love black cocks. And you can't wait to suck off and swallow all the cum of as many hot black men as you can. You surrender to it all. And you give your life to me as my slave, and as a slave to hot black men. Sucking cocks and swallowing cum, day after day, year after year. While you're locked up in that cold steel cage and totally fucking denied. Sucking off black men, knowing your wife fucks black men and begging me to do it. And everyone will know that I fuck other men. Think about it. Everyone will be fully aware that you are denied and that your wife fucks black men. Everyone will wonder why you don't object. They will think you approve. People will know I fuck black men on you and you like it. Hoping and pleading for me to let you suck the hot, slimy cum of a black stud out of my cheating, faithless, drippy, disgusting, and totally defiled cunt. But I may not even give you that little bit of satisfaction. No fucking way. I may just limit you to men and their cocks. Maybe while I watch and laugh and taunt you. Or maybe I'll just leave you with the men to use you however they want. Gay, black men can have you and use you. I'll leave you with gay black men for their twisted pleasure, and they can do anything they want with you. Cock-sucking for sure. Maybe ass-fucking. Beatings and whippings. Bitch-slapping your face. Making you grovel and beg. Making you shake in fear and sheer terror of the things they could make you do. Making you suck hard black cocks. Making you accept and swallow hot, wet, slimy, disgusting fuckwads of black men's cum in your fucking red lipsticked slutty mouth. Whipping and beating you. Making you cry and beg. A slut for black men. A cock-sucking whore for real hot black guys. Look at those cocks. You'll come to those hard black cocks. Coming to black cocks to prove that you agree to it all. Maybe I'll turn you over to a group of black men. I could tell them to be really rough with you. You'd need that cock cage just to protect you. But you'd do it, wouldn't you? In fact, I could bring home a whole black sports team. You'd crawl and kneel and grovel before a whole team of black men. And you'd kneel and suck them all off, wouldn't you? Of course you would, and you'd love it. You'd beg me to bring home a whole team of black men to use you and make you suck them off and swallow all their cum. No real man would do any of this, but you're not a man. You're a girl with an addiction to black cocks and the hot, stinky, dripping cum loads of real black men. A panty pansy. A girdle girly. A fucking slut and a total cocksucker. Stare at those hot, naked black men and think about how much you want to submit to them and suck their hard, black cocks. And that will make you come. A pathetic little white slave girl submitting to superior black men. Being their little prisoner. A prisoner to hot, dominant black men. Their little slave. Their hostage. You want to be a prisoner to hot, mean, vicious, and cruel black men. Craving black cock. Pleading and begging for the disgusting, slimy, huge fucking wads of cum from real black men in your mouth for you to swallow and beg for more. You will prove to me how badly you want it by coming with that black cock in your mouth, confessing to me your love of black cocks and cum, confessing to me by dribbling out your useless, disgusting little wad. While you stare at one hot black stud after another, spurting and throbbing and shooting out hot, wet, slimy cum loads for you to watch. Suck that cock and get yourself hard for the cocks of those real hot black men. Coming to black cocks. How fucking pathetic. So sick and twisted. So perverted. Coming to cocks. Losing control and dribbling out your pathetic little load so that you can eat it and suck it off that black cock. And then lock yourself up for me forever. You will suck that cock to make yourself come. Coming with a hard black cock in your mouth. Coming to the sight of real hot black men shooting their superior wads of hot fucking cum. I can see you're going to do it. I can see you're going to do it. Hold off coming, and I'll count you down to come. I want you to prove how submissive and obedient you are. I want you to prove how submissive and obedient you are to me by not coming until I say so. Don't you fucking dare come before I say so. If you do, I'll whip your balls so hard you'll pass out from the pain. But you must come when I say so, or I'll whip your little white cock soft and lock it up without you getting to come. Do you agree? Of course you do. I'll count down from 10 to 1, and when I order you to come, you will do so on my command. And then you will obediently and submissively wipe all that disgusting little wad all over that huge black cock. And then you will suck it off and swallow it, pretending it's the cum of a real black man that just came in your mouth. And you will keep your eyes on those black men and their hard, spurting cocks the whole time. So, get ready. 10. You will always be dressed in white bras and panty girdles, nylons and heels. Wearing a fucking bra, a woman's brassiere, a total fucking sissy, in a bra. Maybe I'll get you a boob job. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Getting you a boob job so you can fill out your brassiere with real tits. Real tits and pierced nipples. Oh, that terrifies you. But you'd accept it. And you prove you would, sucking that black cock. Wearing a tight, white, controlling woman's panty girdle. A fucking girdle. You're wearing a fucking girdle. You really are. On your knees, in your nylons and heels. Cross-dressed, feminized, humiliated, submissive, so degraded, and so fucking ashamed, but obedient, and totally broken for me. And sucking that black cock, and staring at all those hot black men, shooting hot wads of slimy cum for you to look at, and love, and crave. 9. Your wife fucking other men. Fucking hot black studs. You accept your wife cheating on you with black men. In fact, you approve of your wife fucking black men. Behind your back and right in front of you. You will beg me to fuck black men. And you will beg to be allowed to watch me fuck other men in our marital bed. Your wife fucking other men, in our home, in our bed. Real men, better men, men who are superior to you in every way. Coming into our home, strutting before you, showing their dominance, proving your submission, showing how unworthy you are to even be married to me, proving that you are not worthy of even sucking their cocks. Rubbing your nose in my infidelity. Literally, making you take sloppy seconds face first. Licking my cunt clean of another man's hot wet cum and begging to do it. Loving the taste and feel of a real man's hot slimy cum in your wife's cunt. If I let you, that is. I may not even allow you to see me get fucked. And I may refuse to let your filthy tongue ever touch my cunt, even though I know you'll probably beg for it. Maybe you'll never see my pussy again. Wouldn't that be awful? But I could do that to you, and you would take it. But no matter what, you will beg the men to be allowed the privilege of sucking their cocks. Keep sucking that cock, and looking at those men to prove you will beg real men to suck their cocks. 8. Real men, putting you in your place, completely breaking and degrading you. Men like those men on the screen that you love looking at. Men with cocks like the black cock you're sucking so eagerly, dominating you, making you grovel. Making you admit how much better they are than you. You will want to humiliate yourself by telling them just how much better they are than you. In fact, you were racist, so we will turn the tables. you will be calling black men master, begging your master to be allowed to suck his superior black cock, pleading with your master for mercy, and begging your master to shoot his cum in your mouth for you to swallow. Suck that cock. Sucking cock will make you come. And you crawling before black men, superior to you in every way, calling them master, pleading them for mercy, hoping they won't punish you or slap you too hard, begging them to not be too brutal with you, but secretly hoping they will. Because you love being humiliated and degraded, you need to be punished and put in your place. You want your master to slap and spank and punish you. You want to kneel before a black master to suck his cock in complete obedience. Suck that cock to make yourself come. Sucking black cocks. And all the while, I will be laughing at you. Your wife laughing at you, while a real man slaps your face. Being bitch-slapped by a hot black man while your wife laughs and tells him to do it again. While a real man spanks your white girdle-covered ass really hard, begging your master for mercy while your wife laughs at you. You will cry and beg the black man to stop, promising my black lover to do anything he wants. Anything. While a hot black stud whips your balls with a riding crop, as you cry and sob and beg for mercy, mercy you don't deserve. Mercy you secretly don't even want. You will get off on the cruelty of black men, and you're proving it by looking at all those hot black men and sucking that cock. Sucking black cock will make you come. So shameful. Keep looking at those black men coming. 7. Kissing the crotches and even the feet of real superior black men, begging to suck their cocks, begging them to be allowed to kiss their balls. Oh, please, master, may I kiss your balls? Or how about, oh, please, master, let me suck your cock. I promise I'll make you come and I will swallow it all. White slave, black master, fucking perfect. Or since your stash had men in their white underwear, how about kissing and licking the bulge in their white men's underwear? You'd do that, right? Of course you would. Proving what a cock-sucking, submissive little girl you are. Kissing and licking the underwear of black men. Sucking the fabric right over his hard cock. Tasting the sweat and sperm in those shorts, or whatever other fluids were in there. You love white underwear on men, so you will love it on black men. Making black men come inside their white underwear, so you can pull down their briefs and suck the inside of the crotch clean of that cum. And then, licking and sucking all the cum off their cock and balls. Looking at those cocks will make you come so you can eat it. Proving your submission and agreement to everything I say. Dribbling out your last little white boy load from looking at superior black cocks. Coming to cocks. Learning to get hard and come to seeing black men shoot their superior loads of cum. You are going to come from sucking that cock. Coming from just looking at real men jerking off and coming. Coming from seeing the spurting sperm of real men. You can't resist. You want to come and agree to total submission to hot black men and their masterful huge fucking cocks. Coming to the cocks of black men and then eating up your own little load of pathetic sissy sperm. 6. See those cocks on the screen? Those are the cocks you want to suck and love and worship. Those are the black men you want to kneel before and suck off. The hot, superior, and better-than-you hot black studs that fuck your wife. The men you want to fuck your wife. Think about how you will feel when you see me parading around in front of hot black men in my underwear. Your wife undressing and showing off sexy lingerie to real fucking black men. And think about me naked in front of black men as you grovel and submit. Your wife, naked, in front of her black lovers, as they feel my tits and kiss and neck with me, and you are denied all of those things. You're my husband, but none of that is for you. It's only for real men, and the cum of real men, the cum you want to swallow and love and enjoy, over and over, day after day, sucking cocks like those on the screen. That's what you want. And you confess that it's true. Coming to just the sight of real superior black men and their hard spurting cocks. You need to beg for forgiveness from black men for your racist comments. You'll kneel before black men and confess to what you said. I'll tell them, and you will confirm it's true. And then you will tell the superior black men that they need to punish you. You need black men to use you and force you to suck them off and swallow all their cum to punish you for saying such racist things. You know that's true. You're proving it by sucking that cock and staring at all those huge black cocks spurting hot white cum. On your knees, sucking a hard black cock, begging for black cum and begging for mercy. Proving to me that I never need to feel guilty for fucking any black man I want, whenever I want. You're guilty. Guilty of racism. Guilty of being a fucking shitty husband. And guilty of being a cock-sucking slut. And you confess to it all. And agree to it all. Oh, and we'll have parties with lots of black men and sexy women. Black women, white women, and Asian women. Women, and lots of black men to laugh at you and degrade you as real men humiliate you and shoot wad after wad of hot, sticky, gooey, slimy black man's cum in your fucking mouth. 5. You will tell the black men they can punish you and use you in any way they like. You will beg them for it. If they slap your face, you will thank them. You will turn the other cheek. If they spank your ass, or whip, or squeeze your balls, you will sob and cry and tell them you deserve it and need it. Keep sucking that black cock to make yourself come, confessing that you want black men to use you. Look at all those hot black studs coming so you can come while looking at that. Showing me just how badly you want to suck off black men and swallow all their cum. Just look how excited and hard you are. Sucking a black cock makes you hard. Looking at black men coming will make you lose all control and come like the little fucking slut you are. Your last fucking orgasm ever, with a black cock in your mouth. While you stare at the hard cocks and spurting slimy, disgusting cum loads of one black stud after another, agreeing to eat all your own cum and then lock yourself up in a metal cage forever. No more pussy for you, only cock. No pussy, at least unless it's full of another man's cum. And that's not really pussy. It's really just cock-sucking. You're going to come sucking a cock and staring at black men. Real men. Better men. Superior men. Coming from the hard cocks of other men. Of black men. Of men who have real cocks and can shoot real cum loads. Not little pathetic dribbles like yours. 4. You have to be so fucking ashamed, so humiliated, so degraded. Sucking a black cock, on your knees, in a bra and panty girdle, coming from Cox. So completely submissive. So fucking broken. You are totally broken. A slut and a slave for black men and their hard fucking cocks. A cum slut for dominant, masculine, mean, and cruel black men. Staring at black cocks shooting cum loads will make you cum. Coming from sucking a cock. Agreeing to everything I say. Submitting to real hot black men. Agreeing to be a chastised cock-sucking slave for the rest of your life. A slave to black cock. Your last sexual experience with a woman. With your wife. This is it. Never again. Your last time coming with a woman. And it's you sucking a cock. Looking at men while I laugh at you. And coming in your hand to eat it all up and swallow it. Agreeing to lock yourself up in that steel cage forever. And all of that will make you come. How fucking pathetic. You're so fucking useless. Such a little pervert. A fucking deviant. Nothing but a sex slave to black men. Suck that black cock. Making yourself come from sucking a black cock. Look at those men shooting cum load after cum load. That's how real men come. And seeing it will make you come. Coming to just the sight of cum. Coming to just the sight of the cum of real men. 3. Just think how much better it will be when you suck a real man, a black man, and taste and swallow his cum load. A real cock will be so much better than that fake one you're sucking. A real cock will pulse and throb in your mouth. And a real cock will spurt huge wads of cum for you to swallow and beg for more. While your little cock tries to get hard in that cage, but it will hurt and go soft. You'll taste a real man's cum in your mouth and swallow it. As you feel the pain of your little cock trying to get hard in that cage, a real man's hard black cock spurting cum in your mouth. While your pathetic little white cock tries and fails to get hard and throb in that cruel metal cage. Real men coming in your mouth, or in your wife's hot cunt. While you are denied, chastised, humiliated. End in pain as your cock tries and fails to expand in that steel cage. You will softly sob in pain as you swallow a better black man's hot load of cum. You will never come again unless I allow it, and I don't plan to. Look at you, sucking that cock so eagerly, ready to come from cocks. My plan has worked out perfectly. I fucking own you now. And you are completely broken. Broken and obedient. Admitting and proving how you can come to just black cocks. No women. No pussy. Just cocks. Making you come. Coming from sucking a black cock. And coming from just the sight of real black men coming. 2. I wonder if you can even come. I remember lots of times when you failed to even get hard. Are you going to fuck up and fail this time? Huh? Are you? I bet you might just not even be able to come. You're so pathetic. Or is it the case that this is the only thing that can make you come? You wouldn't be able to come with just me. But you can come sucking a black cock. If I let you fuck me, you would fail. You wouldn't be able to get hard even. And you would not even be able to come in my cunt. But sucking that black cock will make you come. Wearing a white bra and panty girdle will make you come. And seeing hot black men shooting wads of hot cum will make you come. That's right, isn't it? You will come to cocks. And you will come to seeing other men. Real men coming. Men make you come. Black men make you come. And the come of real men makes you come. Not my pussy. Such a fucking little pervert. A deviant. A submissive fag. A cocksucker and a slut. A slave to black men. Suck that cock harder. Stare at those black men on the screen. See those cocks? You want to suck them. See those cum loads? You want to take them in your mouth and swallow them. Think about a hot black stud holding your head as he slides his hard cock in and out of your mouth. Pretend that cock you're sucking so eagerly is the cock of one of those men on the screen. Pretend they have your head held tightly in their hands. Push your head down on that cock so it goes in all the way. And pretend that those men are fucking your mouth. That you are sucking those real cocks. And accepting and swallowing those hot fucking loads of cum. Hot fucking wads of steamy, slimy, wet cum. Hot cum. Slimy, stinking cum. The disgusting cum of black men. Imagine being on your knees as a black man comes in your mouth and you swallow it all. So hot and creamy, so fucking salty and musky and tasty, warm and slimy and sliding onto your tongue. You struggle to swallow the cum of your black master. On your knees, your face red from being slapped, and your bum and balls red and sore and punished. Feel your black master's hard cock get even harder, swelling and expanding in your slutty mouth. And then you feel the first spurt of his hot cum, hotter than you expected, and forceful, shooting deep into your mouth and throat. You might struggle to pull away to swallow, but your master will hold your head tight as his cock throbs and swells and spurts over and over, wad after wad of hot cum in your mouth and down your throat as you struggle to swallow it. Sucking a black cock and accepting your black master's whole load. Slimy fucking black man's cum. And think about that as you suck that cock and look at those real men coming will make you come and prove it all. You're about to do it, aren't you? You can't hold back any longer. One. Now come. Right fucking now. Do it. Come. And look at that. Holy fuck, you're doing it. You're coming right into your hand. So obedient. Keep coming. That's it. Wow. And you just keep coming and coming. You fucking love this. And you're still coming. Get it all out. Keep sucking that cock and keep your eyes on all those men as you come. Holy fuck. I've never seen you come like that. That's the most I've ever seen you dribble out. It's your last come. And you are sucking a black cock and staring at hot fucking black men shooting their own cum. They are so much better than you. Keep coming. That's it. Wow. Got it all out? One more little dribble? I bet that feels good. You are all red and flushed and still sucking that cock. Now, bring your handful of your cum up to your mouth. Quickly now. Move your mouth off that hard black cock and wipe your filthy little load all over the head of that black cock. That's it. Good girl. Now lick your hand clean. So good. So obedient. Now, mouth back on that cock. Suck it. Keep your eyes on the men as you suck your cum off that cock. Tasting your cum as you suck it off a cock and look at all those hot black men with their huge hard cocks coming. Do you like the taste? Of course you do. Look at you sucking cum off that hard black cock. And moaning with pleasure and delight as you do it. Holy fuck, you are now officially a cocksucker. Got it all? Keep your mouth on that cock, and don't you dare take your eyes off those men. Here's the cock cage. Slip it over your cock. Good thing you go soft quickly, or it would never fit. Got the cage on? Good girl. Now here's the ball ring. Clamp it over your balls and pull it tight. Hurts a bit? Good. We want it to hurt. Now, here's the padlock. Click it shut. Wow. Did you hear that? That lock just clicked shut, locking your little cock in that steel cage forever. And you still have that cock in your mouth. And you have so obediently not looked away from those hot black men coming. So, take the cock out of your mouth and look down. See that cage on your little cock? And the steel ring on your balls? And the key in my hand? You are never coming out of that cage, and I will keep the key. So tuck that cage back into your panty girdle. See that? See that? All snug and secure inside the panty girdle. You can see the cage, but it will stay held in place by the tight white elastic of that girdle. Now, go back to sucking the cock and staring at those men. I want to see what happens when you get hard in that cage. Keep sucking and looking at those men. And listen to you. You're moaning in pain as you start to get hard again. You're even starting to cry. You're trying to get hard and it hurts, right? Good. That's what we want. Your pathetic little white cock, straining and trying to get hard in that cage, but not able to do so. And you're crying even harder. That's good. I want to see you cry like a little girl from the pain of that cage on your cock, and the knowledge of all that you have lost. No more pussy, just cocks. No more hard cock, except the hard cocks of black men in your mouth. No more little hard white cock for you, but all the hard black cock of real men in your mouth that I can arrange. Your wife fucking all the black men she wants, while you can't even get hard. Just what you deserve. Keep crying and sobbing in regret. I want our guests to see that. Guests? Well, of course I'm expecting some black men to make you live out in reality what made you come in fantasy. You'll be sucking off black masters in just a minute or two. And there's the doorbell. Crawl over on your knees and answer it. It's the first black cock sucking submission session of the rest of your life. And it starts right fucking now. I can't fucking wait. Answer the fucking door. On your knees and head bowed for your new black masters. Well, hello, boys. 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 Well, hello.